Hello and welcome to the Pals Anime Lounge, a podcast where a bunch of pals get together to talk about anime. I'm your host Ace, and joining me are Artura.
Hello everyone.
And Gozogoz.
Hello.
Oh no.
In today's episode, we're talking about Sonic the Hedgehog the movie, which released in 1996 in Japan as a two-episode OVA, but in 1999 as The Movie, when it was dubbed in English. I chose this one because four Sonic games had big anniversaries this month. Sonic Generations, Sonic 3D Blast, Sonic the Hedgehog from 2006, and Sonic Rivals. In case you're wondering, yes, this is the one where Knuckles wears a cowboy hat. It was animated by Studio Pierrot, the company behind Bleach, Tokyo Ghoul, and Naruto.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, tying it together with our pilot. Sonic the Hedgehog, the movie, has a MyAnime List score of 6.83. The plot follows Sonic and Tails as they're summoned by the President. But shock, it's actually Dr. Robotnik. He actually needs Sonic's help to stop Metal Robotnik, who is going to blow up the planet. Dun dun dun. So, to start off, what's everyone's experience with Sonic the Hedgehog?
Nothing whatsoever. This is the first time I ever see Sonic in anything.
Okay, Gauze, what are you?
I feel like I played one of the original Sonic games, but I can't remember very well. Maybe I just saw someone else play it, and it's a simple game, and it's really easy to recognize, so, like, I can picture myself playing it.
Goodness, I thought one of you might have some experience with the character.
Well, I own Sonic Generations, and I played that a bit. So, that's
I own Sonic Mania, and I have it installed. Does that work?
I mean, it's some experience, at least.
Oh, wait. I saw Sonic X on TV.
Fantastic.
Oh, and I have seen Sonic and Smash Bros., so there's that.
Sonic's and Smash Bros.?
Oh, no.
Myself, I've been a lifelong fan of Sonic. I played the original around my friend's house, like, literally every time, every opportunity I had in 1991, 92. I started collecting Sonic the Comic in 1992 when it started to be printed in the UK. I've watched most Sonic stuff, not every episode, but at least a handful of episodes of it. I've played almost every single Sonic the Hedgehog game. The Wii exclusive ones and the Sonic Jam on the Saturn are three that I haven't played, and I still haven't got around to Sonic Colors, but pretty much everything else.
I'm so sorry.
I just really like the concept of a blue hedgehog that runs very fast.
Honestly, I really like it too. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I may not have any experience with Sonic, but I have always liked the idea, and honestly, Tails is so cute. Oh my god.
Well, don't think that any of the games are going to be like the movie was, because that's very different. I watched a version where I could swap between the English dub and the Japanese, and watched it with subtitles for the whole thing. I had to stop watching the dub because the voices were just horrible.
If you had told me that existed, I would have probably watched the dub. I mean, the sub.
I did.
You did? I didn't see it. Oh no. I put myself through this, and for what?
Oh dear. Yeah. On the whole, I thought the movie was pretty good for what it was. Some of the animation was really good. A few sections seem to be lifted straight from Sonic CD. There's a couple of animated sections in that, the opening and closing cutscenes, basically where Sonic's jumping from one thing to another thing towards the camera. That's basically frame for frame recreation from Sonic CD, and I really like that game, so I enjoyed those moments.
One of the things I did notice, well, actually it wasn't me, it was my wife. She sat down with me to watch it, is that there's a particular animation that repeats twice at the very beginning of the movie. It's when the owl guy, sorry, I don't know his name, please don't hate me. It's when the owl guy is flying towards Sonic, and he goes, he's on the plane, and he flies up in like these forests, and that animation is used twice. I didn't mind, but it was really funny, and something I commended her for figuring out.
I also noticed how they used that bit twice.
Another thing I noticed is that the animation looked an awful lot like Dragon Ball. Well, the old ones, obviously. I really liked it. I really appreciated the way it was animated.
Well, it was an early 90s show, and Dragon Ball was from the late 80s, so I can see why it's stylistically similar. It didn't quite look like Naruto, did it?
God damn it, Ace. I'm not that obsessed with Naruto. Come on.
It's the same studio, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, when you told me that, I was quite shocked. If you had told me it was been Dragon Ball, I would have been like, aha, but no.
No, it's not Toei Animation, it was Hiro.
I was quite shocked at how good the movie was, though. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I didn't like all of it. Some of the things were confusing, like Sarah, the president's daughter. I don't know what her motivations were at all. Like, yes. Oh, get away, Robotnik. Oh, let's go for a drive, Robotnik. Oh, let's pilot Metal Robotnik and try and kill Sonic. What?
Double agent.
Sonic, I love you. Now die.
What else confused you about it? Apart, not Sarah, of course.
Why does Metal Robotnik have bat wings and a jetpack?
Yes!
Oh no, I didn't realize that. Oh no!
I noticed that too, like, what the hell?
Yeah.
How does that work? Was it like one of Da Vinci's designs? Like, he designed the wings and he also thought, maybe I should have a propeller of some sort on the back also.
My guess is that it's to go super fast to keep up with Sonic.
Well, he manages it, I suppose. But yes, as I just spoilt, Metal Robotnik is actually Robotnik and, you know, Sarah in a mech suit. And they were trying to trick Sonic into this device to copy him and make Metal Sonic.
One thing I noticed is that, I'm not sure if it's an inconsistency per se, but Sonic gets copied, cloned in the movie, and all his memories go with him. But then they get stuck together, and they can continue linking. So when Sonic learns crucial information, so does Metal Sonic. How does that work? And also in the part where Sarah's kicking, I believe it was Metal Sonic, she's kicking him in the head. And then yeah. Sonic starts reacting, so it's like, wait, but then every time Metal Sonic is hitting Sonic, why does... What?
Yeah, there were some really weird choices in that regard. It wasn't very clear how the mind... I thought that it was just a copy, but then Sonic's told this thing about destroying the planet, and Metal Sonic learns it as well. And as you say... Why does some injury hurt both of them? But yeah.
So that's what was happening. I was confused at that part. Like, what the fuck is he doing? Why is he doing poses? I don't know. What? Is he having a seizure? I don't know.
He was like, ow, stop that. And he wasn't the one being kicked.
Another thing that confused me about the movie is, how does an echidna fly?
Yeah, he in the games, Knuckles glides. So he spreads his dreadlocks out and slowly glides. But in this movie and in the American Archie comics, Knuckles can just straight up fly like Superman.
Or Goku?
I was going to mention that, actually, that one of two distinctly bad pieces of animation I found was at one point Knuckles is flying next to Tails, and he's just like, he's not moving, he's like T-posing basically, and he's flying through the air forward.
Yes.
Like a balloon or something.
Yeah, I know what you're on about, yeah.
But he's not even, there is no movement on him. Like, he's just one frame of him, and he's flying forward. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, I was quite shocked when I was just watching, and suddenly freaking Knuckles just starts flying. And I was like, what? I understand how Tails flies. It's not very logical, but I understand how he flew. And then there's just Knuckles. And I was like, okay, this is going to bother me for the rest of my existence.
Okay, I will admit, in the Archie comics version of Knuckles the Echidna, he does need like a run-up. He can't just go from standing to now he's flying in the air. He does need to get some a running start. But yeah, this version just straight up flying all over the place somehow.
And I just always knew Knuckles had ki within him. He's just exposing it downwards to fly like Goku does. And Videl for the like one moment before it stops being relevant at all.
Poor Videl.
He used old school no clip command.
That does explain why he was moving so uncomfortably.
That's a good point. The bad animation was because he was no clipping.
Hold space to go up. Just to go up.
For the record, though, despite all its flaws, I actually quite enjoyed the movie. I feel like making it 1 hour long was, you know, ideal. If it had gone any longer, it would have probably been dragged. But the movie had its good times and its good moments, despite its very silly comedy, of course.
Yeah, it didn't take itself seriously, which is probably why it didn't really explain its own rules to the audience. Like, you need to go through this portal to reach the Robotnik Land or whatever it was called, because the world is split in two. There's the upper world and the lower world, so you need to go through a portal to reach the lower world, and then Metal Sonic just flies Sonic to the upper world just straight away.
Wait, that's a good point. Well, yeah, no, that I hadn't noticed that one. It did have a lot of inconsistencies, but for what it was a really good movie.
Yep, yep. Content warning, there is a very short scene where you see someone breastfeeding. So if that makes you uncomfortable, don't watch.
I didn't catch that. I couldn't find it.
Oh, it's when Robotnik says, when we're the last two people on Earth, you're going to marry me. And then Sarah has a daydream of what that might look like. And they've got like 20 kids and she's breastfeeding one of them.
Oh, I was looking at the baby Robotniks.
I was listening to the horrible song that he was singing. Like, what the fuck was that? It was so stupid.
On the whole, I quite enjoyed the music. There's a lot of good music in that in the movie.
Oh yes, one of the notes I made was Six Sax single opened the film, or after the Metal Sonic scene, there was a Six Sax single that I liked.
Well, it actually really pleased me that the music was good, because Sonic, the Sonic games are known for having good music.
I wish I could opinionate on that, but I have never played a Sonic game. I just like reminding you of that. I know how much it pains you.
Yes, it's like a stab in the heart.
Well, I did really like it, despite, you know, like some of the voice acting was questionable. I don't want to be too judgmental, because it was the 90s and people didn't super seem to care for voice acting then, but it was questionable. But I really did enjoy, my favorite character was Tails, honestly, despite his voice. How about you guys?
Despite the flying, I quite like Knuckles.
I don't like none of these people.
Now, I have a question. There's something that I was left wondering, actually. Near the beginning of the movie, they get ambushed by Robotnik, as Robotnik does. And both Sonic and Tails kind of like move really fast out of the way of bullets. Does Tails also have super speed, or can he only fly? Like, I was left confused there.
He's fast, but not as fast as Sonic.
I see. Okay. Yeah, I was wondering, because I was wondering if that was just one of the other things that they don't comment on or explain to us at all.
End games, everyone is superior to Sonic because he can't fly and everyone else can.
Yeah, but some of them need bat wings and a jetpack.
Oh, and there's this moment where they're fighting, and it was one of my favorite parts, because they're fighting the Metal Robotnik is right before Knuckles pops up, and he just turns around and it looks like he just starts pooping on them.
Yes. There's a hatch in the backside of Metal Robotnik that just drops bombs out of it.
If we can call it bombs. It was disgusting, and we were appalled when we were watching. We were like, "What is he pooping on them?"
Yes, it was.
That's one of my notes. Robotnik shoots sticky goo out of us. I'm sorry, just the grammar on this note.
I was just really appalled by the pooping.
Okay. One of the things we like to do on the PAL is to give things a thumbs up, a thumbs down, or a meh. So what did you think of it, Artura?
For me, it's a thumbs up. I feel like it was a really nice introduction for all of the characters. I got to meet a lot of them. And yes, there were some inconsistencies like Knuckles flying and just the Robosonic not being linked together. But I felt it was a really nice way to get introduced to the Sonic universe. And it really got me excited to try out more.
Okay, Gauze?
For me, it's meh. Like, I felt there was a tonal clash a lot. Like, I was okay that it was more loose and cartoony, but at some parts were serious for no reason. Like Robotnik wants to rule over the world, but he almost destroys half of it with magma. And there's a post-apocalyptic city that's clearly like the real world, but it's post-apocalyptic city.
Yeah, like it takes place in a in post-apocalyptic future.
It takes place in the Last of Us universe, and you can't convince me otherwise.
Yeah, and Robotnik wants to kill Sonic, but they also treat him like he's that lovable villain that just pesters them sometimes. Like, they don't deal with him properly, and they have hijinks and whatnot. But he says, "I'll kill you, Sonic, and I'll destroy the world, but I'll also rule it."
Well, he could have used the old 90s cartoon, 80s, 90s cartoon thing of "I'll destroy you," because I can't say "kill" because the censors will have a go.
Welcome to die.
For myself, it is a thumbs up. I quite enjoyed it, and that'll probably go down if I'd only watched the dub, I will admit.
I want to point out that I don't know whose opinion matters more, the Sonic Mega fan or the Sonic No Ideas.
I think all opinions are equal.
I appreciate it.
Even mine.
Okay, well, I think we've reached the end of our podcast with two thumbs up and a meh. Next time on the Pals Anime Lounge, we'll be watching Dobutsu no Mori, also known as Animal Crossing.
I'm so excited.
Thank you for listening to the Pals Anime Lounge. And better yet, thank you for subscribing wherever you found this episode. You can find more from us on GameGrid.com, finding us on social media, or listen to the Greencast podcast. And until next time, game on.